creation. We also send abundance of salutations on the best of Allah's creation, the pinnacle of goodness, the height of excellence, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, and all those who emulate him in righteousness. The fact that all of us are present here in the masjid would obviously manifest the fact that within every person's heart there is the very bare minimum and basic entry level of iman. Beyond that, the fluctuating levels of iman, beyond that, the escalating levels of iman that different people may possess, nobody can clearly determine the level of anybody's iman. But the very fact that we are present in this masjid is a manifestation that we have the entry level and the basics for which a person can be entered into the faith. Now, the very basics that is required for a person to be entered in the faith basically is common knowledge to every one of us. That is the belief in Allah and the belief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But belief would result in a person being accepted in the faith. Beyond belief, we move to the next step, which is recognition. Recognition, as referred to in Arabic, is ma'rifah. When we recognize and acknowledge the excellence of Allah and we acknowledge the sublime way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, why this afternoon we are advocating that we move from the level of belief to recognition? And why do we advocate that we move from the level of belief to recognition? Because the ulama explained to us that the initial step is what we refer to as ma'rifah, which is recognition, which eventually results in mahabba, which is an ecstasy and a love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which eventually will result in ita'ah, and that is obedience to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By means of a simplistic example, I will illustrate the difference between recognition and just knowing who the individual is. If a person has scheduled an interview, a job interview, at a particular company, and that person has been out of a job for a period of time. Now he is rushing for this job interview, but due to the circumstances, he rocks up at that interview and he is late. Consider the type of anxiety he is going through. But despite the fact that he is late, he enters into the parking lot and he notices that there is only one vacant parking bay. As he is rushing towards that parking bay, somebody very abruptly from another end intercepts him and steals the parking bay. Now just for a moment, try to visualize the aggression this person will experience. The type of anger he will experience. And he can vent it by medium of flashing his lights, hooting, even zapping his fingers out in the air and becoming vulgar because of the anger he's experiencing at this moment. Keep in mind, at this point he is unaware and he's not even concerned who the next person may be, because in this moment he is angered. But thereafter he enters into the building, he enters the meeting room wherein the interview is scheduled to take place, and the man who is scheduled to interview him is the very same person who he was hooting at in the parking lot. Imagine the difference. His whole disposition will change. His approach will change. Because the difference is, initially that person was merely an obstacle. Now this person becomes an intermediary between the person getting the job or not getting the job. Now he realizes what an important link. If I establish a good relationship, if I impress this person, this can be the intermediary between me and getting my job. This can be the medium of getting me out of sitting at home and getting employment. This person can be the medium of me educating my children. And suddenly when he recognizes this person's worth and his value and his role, his entire approach changes. My point being this, that we are all believers in the finality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But do we acknowledge and understand the excellence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Because when we recognize Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we recognize him for his caliber and his excellence, it will result in us loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam most passionately, it will result in us obeying the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected lovers of Allah, Allah Jalla Jalalu in one verse describes the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَرَفَّعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have made your remembrance lofty. We have raised your name to a lofty pedestal. What has this resulted in? A man who grew up as an orphan, grew up in a dusty little city in the desert of Makkah. Yet, according to an online research which I done this morning, the most common name in the world is Muhammad, named after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers, Allah Jalla Jalalu has honored Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What comes to mind is an incident. I rather won't refer to it as an incident, I'll refer to it as a story, because the authenticity can be questioned. Or well, there is no authenticity to it. One man who was known by the name of Babu. Babu said to the people around that you guys need to know how well known I am. It's not just Middleburg or Pumalanga, I am well known. So Babu's friend said, look, we'll take you up on this. And they traveled with Babu to New York. When they traveled with Babu to New York, they traveled a bit through the states until they came to Trump Tower. When they came to Trump Tower, when they were entering Trump Tower, Donald Trump turned to Babu and said, hey Babu, why haven't you been returning my WhatsApp messages all this time? And Babu's friends were impressed. Wow, everybody knows Babu. They then traveled to Europe, and when they traveled with Babu, they came to the Queen of London. And when they reached the Queen of London, she seen Babu and she laid out a long dasturkhan honoring Babu. They were now impressed and they said, well, look, Babu is now well known. They then felt, let's try to explore more. How well known is Babu? And when they traveled to Rome, the Pope was giving an address. And Babu was trying to get the Pope's attention, but the Pope was oblivious because he was consumed by the address. Eventually, Babu managed to jippo his way and got onto the stage, and he was standing next to the Pope. And somebody next to Babu's friend nudged him and asked, listen here, on the stage there, who's standing next to Babu? So, it was meant to be a joke. So my point is, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been acknowledged worldwide. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been recognized worldwide. In fact, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, where Allah Jalla Jalalu is speaking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Jalla Jalalu says, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. Every time you will be remembered, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time you will be remembered, or every time I will be remembered, you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be remembered alongside me. With the result, on the arsh of Allah Jalla Jalaluh, inscribed is the name of Allah and alongside it the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's look at the typical example of adhan. When the muadhin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we believe in Allah. Alongside that, and immediately after that, he says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. But that adhan does not only happen in the centers of the harams. In the early hours in the Far East, in the areas of Japan, the adhan will start off, and the adhan of Fajr, eventually moving on to different parts of the world. Every single moment of every single day, knowing that believers are in every part of the world, at every single moment there is an adhan being called out when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being acknowledged alongside Allah Jalla Jalalu. Never mind the adhan. At every single iqamah, at every single moment in the world there is one iqamah. And in every single iqamah, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being acknowledged after Allah Jalla Jalalu. The manifestation of this hadith moves on, where Allah says, whenever I will be remembered, you will be remembered, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every single salah, in every masjid. The salah does not come to a culmination without durood being sent on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What role does the durood play in the salah? The ulama explained to us, the role of the durood in salah plays a very significant role. The role is that the durood is like a proof of payment. Meaning that we've done our salah, and perhaps there was deficiencies, but this is a proof for a receipt sent to Allah Jalla Jalalu, begging and demanding acceptance. It is a receipt being sent that Allah Jalla Jalalu is acknowledging your salah, and in turn, because Allah is acknowledging your salah, in turn Allah is giving you the opportunity and facilitating the platform for you to send durood on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One very senior alim of our country explains durood. He explains it and equates it to something very similar to a tug in a harbor. You get a mighty ship which is about to leave the harbor, but that ship is unable to leave the harbor despite the fact that it is mighty and large. It cannot leave the harbor without the assistance of a small little tug that will be pulling the ship out of the harbor. Meaning we can do lofty ibadah, but that lofty ibadah at times can remain suspended until the small powerful durood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes the medium of acceptance. Another example which we all might be familiar with, and this is more so with domestic flights in the airport. You have a mighty aeroplane with a mighty engine in that aeroplane that can soar through the skies. But when that plane is parked in that parking bay and all the passengers have already boarded that flight, all the luggage is already on that flight, that plane remains in that parked position until a small little tractor pushes it out of the parking bay. That's the equivalent of the durood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My point is not the excellence of durood. My point is the excellence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when you praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has such a potent effect in our lives. There is a saying amongst the pious, which there is consensus in the yaqeen of the saying. In the dhikr as-salihin tanzil ar-rahmah. When you remember the pious people, it has a common effect on every person. The effect is it creates a sense of sukoon, creates a sense of peace in your heart. If you haven't yet experienced it, speak to those who spend time in the company of the friends of Allah. After a while, when you're not in the company of that friend of Allah, and you think of that friend of Allah, there's a sense of pleasantness. Imagine the effect when you are thinking about Imamul Anbiya, who was the leader of all pious people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it goes to the extent that anything associated to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fact that it had some sort of affiliation with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it achieved a degree of excellence. On this note, do the poets mention that never mind the roses in Medina being superior to the roses of the world, even the thorns of Medina are superior to the roses of the world. La ilaha illallah. Respected brothers, what is Medina? Ulama mention Medina's superiority over Jannah. Listen to this. Medina's superiority over Jannah. How does this make sense? At the current standing, if you happen to visit Jannah, you will enjoy the boons and the blessings of Jannah, but you'll be void of the opportunity of meeting with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as it stands. But if you visit Medina today, the very fact that you will meet with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll get to stand at the rawdah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes Medina superior to Jannah as it stands. May Allah bless us with opportunities over and over of visiting the qabr of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My respected lovers of Allah, the point today is that we need to acknowledge Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was a sahabi, praising Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam resulted in an amazing boon in his life. Whilst praising Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was blessed with the glad tidings of Jannah. And Jannah became wajib upon him because he used to praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how did he describe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, better than you, I have never set my eye upon anybody. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. And more handsome than you, no lady has ever given birth to. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created without any faults. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is like as if, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is like as if you had customized yourself according to your specifications. La ilaha illallah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the point is we need to know who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. This very same poet, after spending his life praising Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after acknowledging Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after combating what the kuffar had to say in their pursuit of defaming Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he combated it with positive words. But eventually he said, مَا إِن مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي وَلَكِن مَقَالَتِي مُدِحَتْ بِمُحَمَّدًا. With my words and my excellence in poetry, I am unable to praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is featured in my poetry, that alone makes my poetry praiseworthy. Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless us with the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. At every juncture, when we are given the opportunity to practice and establish sunnah in our lives, then think about these factors. That who am I emulating? Why am I emulating him? Who am I emulating? I'm emulating خير خلق الله, the best of Allah's creation, خاتم النبيين, the seal of prophethood, the man in whose company, if somebody spent a moment and they passed away with iman, Jannah was guaranteed. Did it ever occur to us, and this is something very interesting that occurs to young people's minds, did it ever occur to us, why when we're referring to people who passed away in the recent past, perhaps the last 100 or 200 years, we refer to them as Hazrat, Mawlana, Shaykh, Damat Barakatuhum, and the list goes on. But why in reference to the Sahaba, we don't use all of these titles? It's an interesting question. Because when you say a Sahabi, meaning he spent time with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it means he's independent of all titles. It means the fact that he spent time with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes him above and independent of all titles, for the very fact that he spent time in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just about these titles, brothers, the greatest risk in public speaking, the greatest risk, and I'm going to share something with you, the greatest risk in public speaking is when you tell something in a lighter note with the fear that whether the people will laugh or not. Now just do me a favor, okay? So a person with many titles went to a guest house. And there was only one room available, and he went in the middle of the night. And he knocked on the door, and the receptionist from inside, without opening the door, asked, who is at the door? And this person responded, it is Hazrat Mawlana Sheikh Hafiz, and his name, and Damat Barakatum, and he said all his titles. So this person from inside said, sorry, we only have place for one person. May Allah give us the ability to acknowledge the excellence of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ability of emulating him to every minor detail, until eventually we are blessed with the honor of the companionship of Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.